Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with a new friend, Celia Ward Wallace. She's the author of A Woman's Guide to Having It All, Life Lessons to Live By, and you can get that wherever books are sold. Give us your website again, Celia.
CeliaWardWallace.com.
All right, so check that out. We're talking about women in the marketplace. How do we help women become better business owners? How do they we help them start businesses, run them, and grow them, and compete for new business? See, I've said for a long time that if I could help men at all, I would help them dial back their ego a little bit. And be a little more and focus a little more on the critical mass. And if I could help women, I'd try to get them to dial back to have a little more confidence in themselves, but confidence that they're justified in. Men are often confident in capability they don't have. Women are often not confident of capability they do have.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I mean, this is something we call the imposter syndrome. With women and men, but in particular with women, they struggle more with this, where they think they're not really qualified and ready to start their business, and they want to wait because they think that they're not ready, mm-hmm. and that they don't have enough experience, and so they wait till, you know, instead of being 80% ready or 90% ready, they want to be 150% ready, which, as we know, there never is.
Well, there is no such thing as perfection.
Exactly. And if you look at generally a confident man in business, he will apply for grants, he will apply for gigs, that when he's 50% feeling like he might get it. But he just will say, well, I'm just going to throw my hat in the ring, you know, I'm just going to see what happens. You never know, this might be the thing for me, you know. And I think if I get it, I'll fake it till I make it, I'll get the resources I need, I'll
right.
step up, I'll do research.
And here's
and
the here's
what women
the,
need to do.
Here's a reality among humans, Syria, that I really hope women will realize. A person on the other side of the desk, man or woman, who's considering your proposal, will give you great points for confidence. There's something if you've got a great program and you don't seem confident. And somebody else has 75% of that program, but they approach what they're doing with confidence. They might beat you. What do you think?
Yeah, it's
confidence
you gotta
is a powerful.
Have that confidence, and you have.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm agreeing with you. You have to have that confidence, and you have to have that faith in yourself that you will figure it out, even if you don't know yet. That you will get what you need to be able to step into the opportunities that you thrive. And that's where that faith and belief in yourself, even when it hasn't been proven yet, you know, you have to believe that it's possible.
Well, when I started my company, my small business in 89, I had two teenagers and two mortgages. I'd just been downsized twice in 18 months. So I needed to work. I needed to make some money. And I hit the road with my business card. And as a business consultant, and I'd call on people and they'd say, well, I need this to be done. Can you do that? And I'd say, yes, I can, even though I couldn't. And I'd get to business
exactly.
And I'd go home and I'd figure it out. And I worked it out. But you talk about putting yourself on the spot when you declare you can do something you don't know how to do. But I learned how to do those things and they paid me to do it. But if I had said if I said no, I don't know how to do that, but I'll figure it out, they wouldn't have given me the business.
Absolutely. I have the exact same situation when I started my business. But I've been somebody who's been instilled with a lot of confidence growing up and always felt really qualified, even if I didn't know what I was doing. And I did the exact same thing. I just would say, yes, to every opportunity that came. Mm-hmm. And then I would wing it. And over time, I learned the kind of opportunities where I was like, this is exactly what I want to be doing. I can do this, you know, without even any preparation. I'm fantastic with this. And other things, I would be good, but it wouldn't be my favorite thing, or I wouldn't be the best in the room. But at least I got the experience. I got the job. I was able to put it on my resume, and I was able to grow from it.
Are women guilty of thinking too small, more than they should be? Do you have a challenge you deal with women getting them to think a little bit bigger?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is if you talk to most women, they have a caring heart. They have a compassionate heart. So if you really dig into what their mission and vision could be and is, it's actually really, really huge, because what they want to do is stuff like change the world. They want to do stuff like end hunger, you know, end homelessness. They want to advocate.
Somebody's got to pay for that, though.
The elderly. Well, that's a whole other question.
And that payment comes from contracts.
Yeah, absolutely. The payment comes from contracts, absolutely. And that's where all the other pieces come together. But in terms of the vision, I would argue that women actually have a very big vision. Part of it is the steps of putting it all together, which gets into needing to have a really detailed plan and strategy in place as you're growing your business.
Right, right. Hey, Celia, I need your website again, please.
CeliaWardWallace.com.
And your book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Yep, go to Amazon, quick and easy.
A Woman's Guide to Having It All by Celia Ward Wallace. Hey, Celia, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
I would love to, absolutely.
We enjoyed having you here. Come back another day. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.